In today's gospel passage, Jesus' family is deeply concerned about him. He has become so busy with his ministry that he and his disciples couldn't even eat. He has gone out of his mind, some were saying. And so Jesus' family shows up. Of course, Jesus was neither out of his mind, nor was he possessed by a demon. And he grasped this opportunity to expand our thinking about family, starting with the narrow and specific family of origin relationships. Jesus says his family broadly includes all who do the will of God. All who do the will of God are his brothers and sisters and mother, making us all related. And yet, given the week we've had, it is of pastoral significance that Jesus' family showed up when they had concerns about his mental well-being. For me, I have been deeply affected by the suicides of designer Kate Spade on Tuesday, and then chef and writer Tony Bourdain on Friday. Two wonderfully creative people who have given me much joy through their professional work. Tributes all over social media speak of their gifts and unique and positive contributions to our popular culture. And as we grieve their tragic and all too soon passing, it has me, and I suspect many of us, asking, what can we do for our loved ones who are depressed? A link at the end of a New York Times article about Tony outlined things that one can do to help. And first on the list, it's what Jesus' family did. Show up. Quote, "Don't underestimate the power of showing up. You may not feel that your presence is wanted, but just being by the side of someone who is depressed and reminding her that she is special to you is important to ensuring that she does not feel alone." And this is not to say that Kate and Tony's loved ones didn't do that. In fact, it sounds like they did. They did show up. And mental health experts underscore, nevertheless, how important this is and what a difference it really can make, showing up. Even though Jesus was not depressed and probably just needed a solid meal and a day off, his family showed up, and they provide a model of what we need more of these days. In a time of much electronic connectivity, and yet increasing emotional and personal isolation, which we see borne out in studies and surveys, we need to show up for one another. In the midst of the rise of the suicide rate over the last 30 years, we need to show up for one another. In a season of mean-spiritedness and tribalism, we need to remember that we are broadly a family and show up for one another. For God did not leave us alone, but showed up in the incarnation. In the person and ministry of Jesus, God comes alongside of us and expands our notions of loyalty, connection, and family. Christ has made us a family. And through the waters of baptism, it is an indissoluble bond. And because of that, like his family of origin, we show up for one another in care and concern, in joy and in gladness. We show up for one another on Sundays and at Bible studies and fellowship gatherings. We show up for each other at one another's hospital beds. And we show up on each other's doorsteps with casseroles. We show up to laugh and to dance and to feast with one another. In the joys and in the sorrows of life, we show up and bear them together. And when one of our family sits in the darkness, again, we show up carrying the light of Christ, not to offer advice or to cheer them up, but to speak the profound truth made known to us in the incarnation. None of us are alone. God is with us. And it is often in the presence of one another that we experience that truth. But sometimes we don't know or can't know that one of our brothers or sisters, like Kate or Tony, is in the darkness. And if you are experiencing something like this, please reach out to me or one of the priests or to your friend in the pew with you, or reach out to a friend or a relative. And while I and most of us are not healthcare professionals, we can connect you to one and make it as easy as possible. And we are with you and walk with you, and we bear this with you. For we are the family in Christ, and you are loved and belong, and we want you to stay. And we know the words of the Gospel of John to be true. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. And now in the words of Mark from today's Gospel, brothers and sisters, a stronger one has come in Jesus Christ, and he will plunder Satan's house, and he will not stop until we are all safe in his arms. So my brothers and sisters and mothers, let us show up for one another and with God's grace truly be the family of God. Amen.